It's time to begin planning for the holidays. Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling. If you recall thinking last year that you need more room before you host Thanksgiving or Christmas this year, now is the time to start planning. Kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, great rooms, tearing down walls, structural improvements, all these kinds of things take time and planning. Contact us at 215-513-0300 or online gaimanremodeling.com. It's GEHMAN. Remodeling.com.
Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my life.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable, the host with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning we welcome Dennis Gaiman from Gaiman Design Remodeling. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Good to be here.
Great. Thank you. It's Dennis's first time here on Balanced Life. We're thrilled to have him. Dennis, I just love your story. If you could please tell us how you started with Gaiman Design Remodeling, that would be great.
Well, our 25th anniversary is coming up October 1st, but it started a long time before that. From a little boy I just always wanted to be a carpenter. And I know I got that interest from my dad, who never worked as a professional tradesman, but always would do things around the house. And I enjoyed following him around and working with him. And my parents encouraged me. Figured that carpentry was an admirable trade and a way to provide a living. And filed that on up through school. Actually, in high school, I went to Votech School, but for architecture. Out of high school, didn't figure I could see myself sitting behind a desk at that point. So I worked with the tools. And so the design build part of our business came about by putting those two together, the architectural training that I had in Votech school and then the hands-on experience with carpentry.
We always say everything you do in your lifetime brings you to what you do today. And I think even starting out with Legos and blocks, you know, teach children how to build. And I see that parallel with your life in a way. And I see you now with your children who are part of the business.
Right.
And also your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Or you teach them how to build with Legos. And do they have a little workbench?
Somewhat. My boys haven't had that yet for our grandsons, but they've done some hammering along with me. That's where it begins. And then my goal is not to push them in any one direction, but oftentimes things do go by generations because children look up to their parents and grandparents and may follow along.
Now, Dennis, I know that several family members are in your business, but your business has grown beyond even your family. You have a great team out in the field.
We do. Yeah, actually, the business grew before the family members were old enough to join us.
Oh,
but So we are blessed at this point. There's 22 of us, and 13 of those are tradesmen, men that work with their tools, doing the carpentry, electric, tile, you know, all the things that it takes to do a home improvement or remodeling project. Both of our sons have worked for us as tradesmen. They're currently working in the office, kind of learning that aspect of running the business. Our son-in-law does our marketing and website things, and our daughter Kayla, who is a CPA, is our CFO. And my wife Glenda works along with her in bookkeeping. So yeah, there's six of us direct family members who work in the business.
That's great. And also, I know that several of your tradesmen have special certifications and ones that are rare in the industry, too. They're specially skilled.
Early on in business, I felt like I knew a fair amount about construction and how to build things, but I soon realized that I did not know much about the business side of things. And so I am very grateful that I was able to join up with NARI. NARI is an acronym for National Association of the Remodeling Industry. I was a charter member of the Bucksmont chapter and the president of that chapter a few years later, and currently am president of NARI BIE, which is based in the Pottstown area, serving the Tri-County area there. BIE is an organization that was around as the Building Industries Exchange for, it's actually since 1952, and a little over 3 years ago teamed up with NARI. And a big reason for them teaming up with NARI was the continuing education and certification programs that NARI has to offer. The analogies that I give, it's much like you can be an accountant without being a CPA. And you can be a carpenter, you can be an electrician, you can do all those things and do the trade well, but maybe not know the business side of things. So the certifications offer that. We have certified remodeler. We have a certified kitchen and bath remodeler. We have certified lead carpenters. There's certified green professional. Those are certifications that our team members have. And unfortunately, Pennsylvania does not have very stringent requirements at all for becoming a contractor. And most of the time when we're working on people's houses, that's the largest investment that they have to their name. And so things should be done right. Even if it's not a large investment, things should still be done right. And so by us taking that extra step to have our employees certified, we want to extend assurance to the people that we're working for that we know what we're doing. And it's not just us saying so, but that we've taken coursework, we've taken tests, and required continuing education to maintain those certifications.
Yeah, I think the continuing education is such a strong asset for any type of company. And you're always wanting to keep that high integrity and character in your work and such. Tell us, so what is your service area? Where do you go? I know we're live on Webstream, but you're located on Main Street of Harleysville.
Correct. We're at 355 Main Street, Harleysville, which is Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Our predominant service area is Bucks and Montgomery County, but we'll go out to an hour's drive away. So we've done some work in Westchester, just currently working in the city of Philadelphia, up into the Lehigh Valley area. And part of why we keep that in check is, one, so we can service our clients with the professionalism that they deserve. And the other one is that since we don't use subcontractors, all the work is done by our employees. And so I'm mindful that in order for them to keep a balanced life, they can't be getting up at all hours of the morning or working too late into the evening. So we do our best to keep that balance that way.
I love that. Bringing it full circle back to balanced life. It's so true. And it's great that your company helps people to do so with their homes. As you said, it's the biggest investment. So, Dennis, I noticed your company's name is Gehman Design Remodeling, but sometimes I think people wonder, what does the design part and design build? You're a design build remodeler. What does that mean?
Well, what it means to us is that we're in essence a one-stop shop. We have designers on staff. Oftentimes people, when they call us, they have some kind of an idea. The internet is a great resource for finding pictures of projects and, oh, this is what I'd like my kitchen to be or my addition. And so we begin with that. But generally speaking, we can't replicate that exact thing in their space because the dimensions are different or sometimes budget comes into play. But to work with them through that process, so we have an upfront process of working with one of our remodeling consultants and the designers that we have. We use CAD software. CAD is an acronym for computer-aided design. So we're able to show them kind of, in a sense, cartoon style, but it's three-dimensional so that we can drop a camera into the room and rotate it around. They get a pretty good idea of what their project's going to look like before we get into the big dollars of, you know, digging a foundation or tearing the old kitchen out. We want to make sure that they know what they're getting into. So design-build... And then there is a retainer that we ask for that design process. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we continue to earn their business as we go along. Once the project's all designed and we can then come up with an exact dollar cost, it's going to be so many $1,000 and 17 cents, you know, or whatever mm-hmm. it comes to. If they move forward using Game and Design Remodeling for the contractor to actually do the renovations, the upfront retainer money gets applied toward that contract. So they're not locked into using us to build the project, but hopefully we earn that. And, it's a little softer way. The design part's not near as expensive as the actual construction, and kind of wade into the water, dip your toes in before you got to dive in.
No, I think that's great. And I think some people get overwhelmed with the whole remodeling thought process, but I know you help them through that and make it an easy process. And I think that today consumers are so much more educated. They are watching the HGTVs. They do have more ideas than the internet gives them. So that probably ends up being more helpful for your business.
It does. Yeah. Because it makes it easier. We have a kitchen and bath showroom, and so, that's helpful because when we're talking about a specific feature of a cabinet, we can walk over and, you know, into the showroom and take a look at it, show them different options of, for instance, how a corner cabinet Lazy Susan could work and function. But the internet is very useful in especially figuring out styles. You know, you start off with, okay, you want a new kitchen. Well, what type cabinets? You know, are they raised panel or flat panel? Is it a modern look? Is it traditional? Stained wood or painted? And, you know, you go through all those things and just asking, you know, those three or four questions, some people become overwhelmed. And our job is to help walk them through that in a way that's going to work for individual personalities. Some people mm-hmm. want to come in and we get all those selections made in, you know, a few hours, and other people, an hour is enough. So we get one or two things done that day, and then the next week we work on some more and, make it work for them.
Piece by piece. Yeah. I know you put out a weekly article that's very informative and read-worthy. You put it out on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, and mm-hmm. on your website, and that's very helpful on gameandremodeling.com. So I do encourage our audience to find information there that is extremely helpful on how Game and Design Remodeling can help. But going back to the whole design build and your architectural background and building background, you know, structural parts and changes are sometimes intimidating for folks. Moving a wall or taking down a wall or mm-hmm. or moving a post or pole, or so you're very savvy at that. You like that challenge. You like being more creative. Is that true?
That's true. We like that challenge. There's one aspect of design is coming up with a design, and the other part is the structural part of it. Okay, in order to achieve that design, the look that we desire, we know that a wall's got to be moved. And first question is, well, is it load-bearing? Is it holding the second floor or the roof up? And if so, you know, what do we have to do with that? So we work then closely with structural engineer to make sure we have the proper size beam and posts and foundations in place so we can take those walls out. And oftentimes that load-bearing wall's the wall in the middle of the house, in essence, and with forced air heat and air conditioning, there's ductwork that many times is in there, so we got to reroute the ductwork and plumbing pipes and find a new home for them, because now we don't want it to be that you have a nice kitchen but the bedrooms are cold. Mm. And then, so, you know, it's that whole aspect. And by us doing all these trades in-house, we have many years of experience in all facets of it. And so it's not just one or two people who are looking over each project. It's a team of people who are looking at it so that we're sure we don't miss things.
It sounds, like a major undertaking. I'm thankful there's folks out there like you that can have that vision and know what's behind those walls. I mean, as a female, I just like to put gas in a car and it goes. Uh-huh. But to realize when you take down drywall and there's actually wires and plumbing and studs back there, and they serve a purpose. And I think you really do need that engineering and structural side.
Certainly.
Yeah. To make sure you do have a sound foundation. Because sometimes on these shows that we've mentioned on TV, there's been shoddy contractor work and such. And I'm sure you've repaired many of those. And
that's right.
So I think it's very important to have these credentials and know the structural side.
Yeah. And we've saw the value in that, I'm not even sure how many years ago already, and realized that people want that satisfaction. I would say the stereotypical warranty for contractors is 1 year. And we've extended our full workmanship warranty to 5 years, and we have a 10-year structural warranty. So we want to, we want to assure people that we're confident of the work that we've done, that there aren't going to be issues. And, thankfully, there haven't been. We haven't had any structural warranty calls in our 25 years in business. There's been, I wish I could say there was no warranty calls, but that wouldn't be the truth. When a warranty call does come in, we apologize that it needed to be, but we make good on it. And quite honestly, that's some of the best marketing dollars that we spend, is when there is an issue and how we respond to it promptly and, don't try to wiggle out of our responsibility, but make things right.
Exactly. I'm in marketing, and I always say it's not that there is a problem, it's in how you handle it.
Yeah.
And that's so true. And I mean, I've never heard of anybody in the remodeling industry backing up their work for 5 years. So I think that in itself says so much. I think that's really wonderful. So how do you choose a design build remodeler? How does one go about doing that?
Well, I think initially talk to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, family members, and ask if they've had experience, because word of mouth is always the best way to find any kind of business. The internet is a good resource these days. You can find reviews for all kinds of things, from Google reviews to Facebook and house.com, Pinterest, Angie's List, all those kinds of things. And then invite the potential contractor, design build contractor, to come and meet with you and in essence do an interview. I always tell people that the first time we meet with them, and our preference is to have that meeting at their home, because that's usually where the project's going to take place. But that meeting, it's important to talk about the project, but it's as much about getting to know one another. And, my advice is that I want you to be perfectly comfortable with who we are, how we operate. If you have any apprehensions, then it's not a good fit. And God's made us with different personalities, and sometimes that comes into play. It doesn't mean anybody's a bad person. It's just better to recognize that maybe we don't want to put, that square peg in the round hole kind of thing and force it. Because if there's apprehensions before construction, it won't get any better. When you're in the middle of things, there's dirt and dust and noise. And you got guys showing up to work at your house at 7 o'clock every morning, and maybe you're not an early morning person to begin with. And, so all those things are a stretch. And if you don't feel like you can be comfortable in asking questions to understand why things are done in a certain way or bringing up concerns, then you shouldn't be proceeding with that contractor.
True. I think you have to have a connection with the person that will be in your home. And I've known Dennis for some time now, and he is a great listener. And I think that's sometimes what other contractors are missing, is that ability to listen. What does the customer need? Not what what you want them to do?
Every project we do, it's about the homeowner. They're going to live there. They're paying for it. And we want them to feel really good about it. And we want to feel good about it, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, as long as they're happy, we're going to be happy with it as well. Being a good listener is a tool that's very important. Mm-hmm. It kind of goes along right with that, but being someone who can ask good questions and ask the questions and let them answer it, especially when we're going through the design phase, to get an understanding of what it is that they want. By us asking questions and listening to them, maybe they can't really verbalize the whole thing, but we kind of put the pieces together and then can create this picture. Sometimes we can go right to a picture of a previous project that we've done and say, is this the kind of your thing you're thinking about? Other times we got to get the, you know, pad and paper out, and we start doing some hand sketches, you know, even before we get into the computer design.
Because not everybody is visual.
Right.
You know, I have such a hard time visualizing. I need a person like you to be able to put that picture together, because it is an investment then. It's...
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that.
It certainly is, yeah. And, you know, I want to be open to people asking us questions as well.
Yeah.
You know, because that to me, that's part of getting to know one another, is that understanding through that whole process. And, you know, we already mentioned HGTV and DIY and those mm-hmm. kinds of things. They are good resources. And what I find is when we begin this process, people, more than they had in the past, delve into those because they have maybe a better understanding of or they have a purpose for wanting to look this time, and they come up with ideas. And through the whole process, the biggest challenge is most of the time, yeah, the answer is we can do it. It's can your budget afford it? And, you know, our work would be a whole lot more fun if we didn't have to worry about budget, but that's not a reality on this earth. So,
but I'm sure your knowledge, I'm sure you're knowledgeable enough to be able to give them the compromises that still match their wants and needs too.
Sure. We do our best. Our goal mm-hmm. is to make sure that we design a project that's going to work within the budget that we've mm-hmm. agreed upon up front. And almost always we sort of have this shopping list of options, you know, mm-hmm. things that came up along the way that they'd like mm-hmm. to do. And if they work in the budget, that's great. I mean, certainly we're in business, and yeah, so, you know, we need people to buy things to keep going. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't have to make all of our money on any one project. Thankfully, there's lots of people in our area and lots of houses that people want to have work done on.
No, I think that's great. And Dennis, in talking to you, you do so much. How do you balance life with your volunteer, your board work, your church, your family? You're a business owner. Bringing this back full circle, how do you balance life?
Well, it is hard at times, but mm-hmm. I've been blessed as our business has grown. I have a little bit more freedom because I don't have to do everything myself. And my employees understand that. To me, God comes first mm-hmm. and then family. And work is important. Thankfully, I enjoy my work, so it can be easy to spend too much time there. But part of having the resources God has blessed us with is not being selfish and keeping them all for ourselves. And that includes time, and it's being involved on nonprofit boards and with church and, you know, that those kinds of things. So in order to do that, it's setting priorities and seeking the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, asking him for wisdom and mm-hmm. And getting counsel from my wife. That's probably the number one reason.
I'll tell you, every day I say we re-strategize uh-huh. and try to be better the next day. And yeah, some of it is compartmentalizing, I think, you know, between being that business owner and but I like that. The wife's the boss. That really is, that's really working. Have you told Glenda this, or she knows that already?
She knows that. And yeah, yeah. I'd like to think I'd have this down pat, but I know in my head that a happy wife is a happy life. But there are times I mess up.
We all do. It's all right. We're not perfect either, yeah. Right? So, you know, and you've invested 25 years into your business. I think it's mighty fine that you have a few extra minutes than you used to.
Thank you. You
invested your time and you're so well respected in the community and you give back so much. You're involved with Johnny and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Johnny and Friends is a Christian ministry to people with disabilities and their caregivers. And there's a local office in Souderton, Pennsylvania that I've been involved with. And you know, there's a big need within the Philadelphia region. It's estimated that there's close to 1 million people that have disability of some sort.
Oh, really? Just in our area?
Just in our area. Now, that's from South Jersey to, you know, like the Poconos and Harrisburg, kind of that radius. But that's a lot of people, and life's not always easy for them. So
absolutely,
when we can do things to help them, that's a blessing.
That's a wonderful organization to be a part of. So, Dennis, if someone would like to get in touch with Gaiman Design Remodeling, how would they do so?
Well, many people want to look before they talk, so the website is GaimanRemodeling.com. Gaiman is spelled G-E-H-M-A-N. Gaiman Remodeling, just one word, GaimanRemodeling.com. Or our phone number, 215-513-0300.
They have a beautiful photo gallery on their website. I encourage you, if you want ideas or have thoughts in your mind, just give them a call. They are an excellent company of integrity. So we are here today with Dennis Gaiman from Gaiman Design Remodeling. We thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For coming. I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts for Balanced Life.
Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my
son. It's time to begin planning for the holidays. Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling. If you recall thinking last year that you need more room before you host Thanksgiving or Christmas this year, now is the time to start planning. Kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, great rooms, tearing down walls, structural improvements, all these kinds of things take time and planning. Contact us at 215-513-0300 or online GaimanRemodeling.com. It's G-E-H-M-A-N Remodeling.com.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and today we have Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Renee.
We're glad to have you here today.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Now, if you don't know Dennis or Gaiman Design Remodeling, they are located in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, serving Montgomery, Bucks County. And
a little bit beyond that, we certainly get into some of Chester, Eastern Chester, Northern Delaware County, once in a while into Philadelphia and up into the Lehigh Valley area.
Oh, okay. You head north, too. Okay.
We head north. It's actually less traffic that direction.
It is. It's a much more pleasant travel. But Dennis has owned Gaiman Design Remodeling for 25 years, so he's very experienced and versed with the design aspect, the engineering, architectural, structural, and interior design aspect, really.
Yeah, we get involved in the interior design as far as colors to paint on the wall and tile and flooring and countertops, that kind of thing. We're not the furniture drapery people. We can certainly make introductions, you know, for those kinds of aspects.
But I guess sometimes people think the whole remodeling process is daunting. So I think it would be good, Dennis, if you could walk us through the process of where do we start and what do we need to do
Okay.
Yeah.
It begins initially with conversations. And first off, find a contractor who you are very comfortable with. Ask for references. The contractor should be able to give you lots and lots, you know, if they've been in business any length of time. And feel free to drill down, because it's pretty easy to give you names of projects where everything went well. And the reality is, everything doesn't always go well, but it's how a contractor handles it when things don't go as planned. Mm-hmm. And like for us, a lot of our work is word of mouth. So, you know, somebody who we gave you their name for, ask them, you know, do you know anybody else who had work done by Game and Design Remodeling? And most likely they will. And feel free to drill down. A good place that many people don't think about, but is to talk to your local building inspector. And ask about their experience of working with a specific contractor. I think there's kind of a fine line there. Due to conflict of interest, a building inspector is, you can't ask him, so who do you recommend? But if you have a couple contractors in mind, you can call up and say, you know, what can you say about this person? You know, would they be a good one to go with? And they'll give you their honest opinion.
No, that's good. And they should be licensed, insured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, licensing is kind of a little funky. Technically, Pennsylvania does not have licensing. They have contractor registration. And it does require insurance. Licensing would mean taking a test of some kind, and Pennsylvania does not require that. So it is relatively easy to become a contractor in Pennsylvania, and if you have money to pay for an insurance policy, there's an insurance company that'll give that to you. But you do want to look for those things, and ask the contractor to give you the contractor should have their insurance company provide you with an insurance certificate that would list your name on there as the client, so you know that it came from there. And I think in today's world, that the contractor should have at least $1 million of liability insurance. Things can go wrong. We pray that they never do, but when they do, you want to make sure there's proper insurance in place.
And your tradesmen, they all have certifications and...
Yes.
And are well-educated.
That's something we believe strongly in because of our involvement with NARI. NARI is an acronym for National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And there's a number of certifications specific to the trades, and we have had our employees take those, and in order to maintain that certification, there's continuing education requirements, and it's probably no different in construction than in many other industries, but there's always new products coming out, new ways of doing things, and so we want to stay on top of that. Don't always want to be the first early adopter. We'd rather, if there's things aren't going to go well, we'd rather if somebody else learned those hard mistakes. But, you know, we keep our eye on things.
Very good. So say they select Game and Design Remodeling as their contractor. What would be the process? What would be the first step that you would take with the customer?
Initially, it's a project development agreement. And that's where we asked for a retainer that is typically 5 to 7% of what the cost of the construction is going to be. And with that in place, we're going to begin getting close measurements of the area that we're working on, so we can put that into the computer as the existing, and then we save it over as plan number one, and begin, you know, usually we're going to have 2 to 4 different plans up front for people to look at. And when I say plans, it starts off as a plan, kind of like a traditional blueprint.
Okay.
Where you're looking at a floor plan, but the computer enables us to drop a camera in and take a look around in 3D. And
that's cool.
It is that.
Cool.
It's a big help. It would be like next to a miracle if one of those initial plans people said, that's it, let's go with it. But hopefully we're like, you know, 80 to 90% of the way there, that we've listened well to what they want and have come up with some good solutions. And so the one that's closest, we save that over as maybe plan number 5, and we work together with them. Initially, we got to get the whole layout the correct way. But then, you know, if there's cabinetry involved, we got to talk about many aspects of the cabinet. You know, are they solid wood cabinets? Are they furniture board? Is it raised panel doors or flat panel? Is it stained wood or painted wood? And, you know, and then once we got all that laid out, we got to go through each cabinet by cabinet. Does this door hinge on the left or the right? Or are there three or four drawers there instead of a door? And it's not always right or wrong, but what's going to work best for the homeowner.
Sounds like a lot of options, that's for sure.
There are.
No, that's great. And yeah. I think it's great. You have a beautiful showroom in Harleysville on Main Street. So
we do. And predominantly feature kitchen and bath items because it's kind of hard to show an addition. But the building that we're in is was originally built in the 1870s as a bank barn. And we renovated that into our offices and showroom in 1998, so 17 years now that we've been there. But we have a pretty good-sized flat-screen monitor in the conference room, and with our 25 years of experience, we have a lot of pictures of projects. So as we're going along, most of the time we can pull up some pictures of work that we've done that show some similarities of what it is the people we're working with currently want to have in their house.
And that's very helpful. And I know you have on your website, GameInRemodeling.com, a whole beautiful photo gallery, too, to show examples of your work.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the hours of your showroom?
We are traditional business hours, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Somebody is always there. But we're open evenings and Saturdays by appointment. So feel free to contact us. We don't want to make it hard on people to be able to get there to see what we have.
Okay, that's great. So getting back to the process of hiring a contractor, and once you've hired one, what is the length of time from the time you meet originally with the customer until the renovations are complete?
Good question.
And, I guess it does vary. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times people are surprised at the amount of time that it takes to plan. And reality is time spent in good planning up front so that we know what we're doing, where we're going, the on-site project goes that much smoother. So, you know, I would say an average bathroom, that upfront planning process is probably in the 2 to 3 month range.
Okay.
And then we can get started. And a bathroom, a bathroom could probably be a powder room to, you know, a large master bath. So, you know, probably on the low end of in the 2 week range. And a lot of the master bathrooms, you're probably in the 6 weeks.
Okay.
That kind of time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen, 6 to 8 weeks is pretty normal for that. Now, if we're taking out load-bearing walls and, you know, all that kind of stuff, well, that certainly adds to it. But that's part of what we talk with people about up front. As we're going through, once we become aware of all that's going to be involved, to let them know and then to think about it. Oftentimes in the initial conversation before we've done any planning, we ask people about their time frame because maybe they have an expectation. You know, I don't think anybody would call now and say, hey, we'd like, a new outdoor patio for a Labor Day picnic. But it's more common with inside projects. People will call in early November wondering if they can have a new kitchen for Christmas. And the reality is no, that isn't going to happen. So, you know, we want to work with their time frame. Summertime is a great time to do indoor projects, even though it's nicer for us to work outside. But the reality is because, you know, if we're working on your kitchen, more than likely you have a deck or a patio and a grill and, you know, you can keep family life going on that way rather than having to eat out the whole time. But right now is a good time actually to begin that planning process for projects you want to have done for the holidays.
Yeah, I guess now is the time to start. Christmas in July and August. Yeah,
that's
to
right.
Start your renovation projects now.
Yeah.
Because thinking about Christmas, everyone hangs around in the kitchen around the island if you have one.
Mm-hmm.
And or if, you know, your family's growing and you need that extra space and you need to tear down that wall, yeah. I guess now's the time to really think about all that.
It really is, because we have this upfront planning and engineering to make sure we're going to get the structural things. Once we have that all done and there's a signed contract, the municipality, the township, is going to take 2 to 3 weeks to approve a building permit.
Yeah.
And, you know, but meanwhile, while that permit's getting approved, we're ordering the cabinets. And cabinets are a minimum of a month until you get cabinets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For most projects. And if we're going custom cabinets, they can easily be 8 to 10 weeks.
Wow.
And usually we don't need the cabinets the first day. So there's things that we can do. But part of our job is to coordinate that whole schedule, because we don't want to have downtime. It's inconvenient enough for you that we've torn your kitchen apart. And if we get in there and now we're all ready for the cabinets, but they're not coming for 2 weeks, you know, that would not be very good. So we want to coordinate that whole aspect of it.
And you coordinate that for the customers, because I forgot about the township and the permits, but you
yes.
coordinate all that and take that headache off the client.
Correct. That's our responsibility. Yeah. For most people, a major remodeling project happens once or twice in a lifetime. So they don't know about that process, and they're hiring us as professionals to take care of that for them.
I think I would be excited not to cook for 8 weeks, or I think that maybe Gaiman Design Remodeling should have a cooking service while the kitchen is okay.
Well, maybe we should. We should have meals delivered, or have them. Our showroom, we actually have a working kitchen, so you know people can come over, and that would be fine.
You can come over to the showroom. It's a little extra added value. See, right there. But definitely, I mean, I think the holidays, you start thinking about... Well, actually, I don't think about it until after the company left, like, our bathroom is so outdated,
yep.
you know, and usually think about it when company's ready to come or after they leave, when really, if we were forethinking, we'd start thinking about this now.
Yeah, because the reality is that 5 to 6 months from the initial conversation until the kitchen project is done is not unusual.
Okay. So tell us, are the kitchen and bathroom remodeling, is that your top?
They are. Remodeling Magazine, which is one of the national trade magazines, each year puts out an issue that they call cost versus value. And they take kind of average, typical remodeling projects, and they tell you what it's going to cost in our area, both Philadelphia and Allentown. So we got a good cross section and what your return is going to be. Like if you did a new kitchen and you turned around and sold your house within a year, what kind of return on that investment would you get? Kitchens and bathrooms traditionally rank up as the highest return. Generally speaking, you're not going to get dollar for dollar back out of that. Most of the work that we do, people are doing that because of a lifestyle choice. They've decided they're going to stay in the house at least maybe till their children are through college, or kids are going. A lot of the work that we do is empty nesters. The kids are going to college and the weddings are paid for, and now they can afford to do the kitchen that they've always talked about.
That's what I see. People that are closer to retirement are the ones, I wanted this kitchen my whole life, and now is my opportunity. The kids are gone, and they'll be bringing back their children.
Correct.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely see that happening. And since the economy wasn't doing so well for 2 or 3 years, it's almost like people invested in their staycation in their homes because they weren't traveling as much. They weren't moving. So I guess you're seeing that people are remodeling the homes that they're in.
They are. We are not doing near as many additions as we did before the downturn, but we are renovating existing spaces and repurposing rooms. We're finding many people don't feel like they need to have a formal living room and a formal dining room. They're willing to give one of those up so we can have more of a great room kind of concept. And that's where we're tearing down the walls to open up so we can have the larger island as the gathering place for family, and mom or whoever's doing the cooking can be in their space and yet still be visiting with the family and guests, you know, who are right there.
So that open floor plan, that seems to be the most popular?
It
is
does.
That, okay.
Yes.
I've seen that on TV, so it must be true. So I don't know. No, but I think in years past, we were afraid to rip down walls. Like, mm-hmm. it is what it is, but I love seeing this no-fear attitude. And like you've said, with the structural changes you can make, you can face these challenges.
Correct.
And see that vision to make that happen.
Yeah. People often say, "Oh, you could support that." And you know, kind of my sarcastic feedback is, "Well, you know, they build bridges that span rivers that are a mile across, and you know, so we can easily do that in any residential house."
That's true. That puts it in perspective. Just seeing the Hoover Dam, and it's like, you know, anything's possible, I guess. So that's true. I have a hard time visualizing that myself in a home, but that's so true. And I love that attitude. You can do anything, right?
You can do anything. It's just time and money. And unfortunately, those two often get in the way. But, you know, our goal is not to spend people's all their money, but to, we know the projects that they want, and we've talked about a budget, and to see how much we can get for the money that they're comfortable with investing.
That's great. And I think one thing I'm seeing, too, is if you have teenagers, people are finishing their basements.
Mm-hmm.
Man caves, you're seeing those pop up with the pool tables and the ping pong tables.
That's right.
So I guess basements, are they more of a winter or or is that not a seasonal?
It's not
business.
So much seasonal. You know, it really varies. Sometimes we're doing siding and roofing and it's, you know, January, and then in the summertime we're working inside. So we work year round. There are some things where, it's just too cold to do in the wintertime.
I think people know Gehman Design Remodeling because of their kitchens, additions, and bathrooms, but I think we may forget about the stucco repairs that you do.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about basements, the windows, doors, exterior, improvements.
Yeah, we do
garages.
A to Z on home improvements and remodeling, additions, renovations. You know, it's really, projects are not too small. We're fine with doing those kinds of things because we know when we do those well, word of mouth helps. And if the people may have a larger project come along later.
It all pays forward, right?
That's right.
Keeps us all balanced, I think. And one thing I know you do is in-law suites because it seems like more parents and grandparents are moving back with their families due to insurance or otherwise. So that requires an addition or a remodification, repurposing, as you say.
Correct. Yeah. And the in-law suites, often we think of making them accessible. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act, so I think people have been hearing a lot about that. But we can make a project accessible that it doesn't have to look like it belongs in an institution, you know, or a hospital kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so we keep those things in mind, not just for the in-law suites, but kind of aging in place, you know, the empty nesters who want to stay there. Well, let's make it so that if there comes a time when your legs aren't working as strongly, as sturdily as what they once did, that you can still access that. But in-law suites range from let's get a bedroom with their own space to maybe putting a small kitchen into a whole second apartment. And a lot of that is driven first by maybe their budget and the needs that they see, but also by the townships, by the municipalities, because there's zoning codes that come into play. And so that's part of our job. Once we've talked with people and got some ideas, then we make a phone call to the building inspector and zoning officer and find out what the stipulations are and do our best to work within that.
Again, I forgot about the permits and the township and things like that. So true. That's great. You know that we have to do all of that. I know that you put out weekly articles, and I know one was very helpful to me that I learned that you do put in accessible bathrooms where you take out the tub and you make it one surface and the shower, and it's beautiful. You're right. It doesn't have to look like an institution. It opens up the bathroom. It makes it look larger.
Yeah.
So all these articles can be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and on your website at gamenremodeling.com. So that's please look for those. They're very informative. So anything else you would like to tell us about the process that we should know, Dennis?
I think we
covered it. It's doing
well,
your research.
But be aware that it's going to take longer than most people think, and that there's a lot of work involved. Our job is to try to minimize that, but the homeowner really has to make the decisions. You're going to decide what color you like the best. And the hardest part oftentimes initially is making one choice. Once you've decided on one thing, whether it's the cabinets, it's the countertop, it's the tile, then we can coordinate other things around that. But until you've decided one thing, well, the whole world is available. And So we got to get to that initial decision point.
Well, I think what you're saying is, when someone's going to hire a contractor, you have to look for the honesty part, and you're giving the honesty in an honest timeline. I would imagine there's some contractors that promise the world and you can have it tomorrow and your kitchen won't be ripped up. But really, that's not the truth of it all. And it's really not that bad. It's just a process, a step-by-step that you make easier for the client.
Yeah,
and walk them through it and take care of some of what they might see as the headaches, as the permits and things like that. And it's doing your research and really giving them what they've always wanted. And they've wanted the color selection and they've wanted those particular cabinets. So, I think that's great.
Yeah, and reality is our tradesmen become friends with the people. They're the guys that are there every day, work day for, sometimes weeks or months on end until the project might be done. And that's the reason we have strong word-of-mouth referrals.
I know one of your long-term employees, Al McCarthy, he said that every project he leaves a piece of him and he leaves that with the homeowner. And I thought that was very touching. He treats their home like his own, and you take every home personally. So
we do.
You're a family-owned run company and an extended team, extended family, whether they're related or not, and you treat your clients as such. And that's true. I mean, if you know Dennis, he always has a smile on his face and very warm and welcoming. And I think that attitude extends onto his team, his family. So
thank you.
Yeah,
I'm blessed that I have all of our team is out there representing the game and name well, even if they're not related.
I don't know. From what I see, Dennis keeps a balanced life between his church and God and his wife and his family and his business. So he is truly inspiring. And I do encourage our audience to call him if you have any needs with your design build, your design remodeling efforts, Game and Design Remodeling, and it's gamenremodeling.com. And what is your phone number, Dennis?
215-513-0300.
Dennis and Game and Design Remodeling will help you with that balanced life and that home that's so precious to you and your family. Thank you. I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts on Balanced Life.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
It's time to begin planning for the holidays. Hi, I'm Dennis Gaiman with Gaiman Design Remodeling. If you recall thinking last year that you need more room before you host Thanksgiving or Christmas this year, now is the time to start planning. Kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, great rooms, tearing down walls, structural improvements, all these kinds of things take time and planning. Contact us at 215-513-0300 or online gamanremodeling.com. It's GEHMAN remodeling.com.
Hi, this is Carla Tedesi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.